Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, everyone. We are working hard on the second part of season three and are on schedule to be back in April in under 2 months. If you're a $5 patron, there's also a full-length bonus episode coming out before that. What you're about to listen to is an episode that was originally recorded for the podcast How I Make Music, a show that explores the music and musicians behind audio dramas. Last year, our composer, Frederick Barden, hosted an episode and talked about the Amelia theme and its many variations. We thought you might be interested in this, so we'd like to thank John Bartman of How I Make Music for letting us share this episode with you. If you like what you hear and are curious to hear from other composers, you can check out How I Make Music on your podcatcher. So, without further ado, here is Frederick Barden's episode of How I Make Music.
The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called the Amelia Project theme. It is a fun and eccentric piece that was written for the dark comedy audio drama The Amelia Project, written by Øystein Ulfsberg Brager and Pip Thorne. Today we'll break it down and look at some of the insight into why and how this music was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or a composition, and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Frederick Baden. I'm a composer from Oslo, Norway, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music. This is episode 71 by me, Freddie, and thanks for listening in. I come from a really creative family. Maybe the more defining points in my life was making music for an ensemble in high school. In the graduation, we played that piece, and the reception was something very heartwarming for me. It's something that makes me choke up sometimes when I think about it. Here, take a listen.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project.
The Amelia Project is an eccentric and weird comedy drama, which is about a secret organization that fakes its clients' deaths.
If you hesitated, do not proceed.
Give them the possibility to reappear with a new identity. And it could be anything from eccentric cult leaders or scientists or politicians, or we even had an AI at one point.
Provided you have feelings.
I am programmed to assimilate and display feelings.
Do you feel?
You are not my therapist.
You certainly are a fascinating, woman.
Thank you. Do not hit on me.
And they're all desperate to disappear. The only way to get the services of the Amelia Project is that you have a really interesting story to tell. And that's how they choose you. So in today's episode of How I Make Music, we deal with the version 7.6 of the musical theme for the Amelia Project. And I'll explain more later about why it's version 7.6, but just be aware that there are many versions of this musical theme. My girlfriend and I watched Dirk Gently on Netflix, and I liked the music so much that I wanted to find the theme tune and the soundtrack online. And I searched for it, but then I got the British version, the BBC version. And I kept that in mind for making this theme later, so it kind of shares the same rickety-rackety sound. It also reminds me of Dexter, the TV show. With the morning routine, which is played at the start of every episode. Which is also this feel of some ominous weirdness. I guess. So I was approached by Øystein, one of the writers. He wanted me to write the theme. We started talking about what the Emilia project was. I started sending versions to them. And they kept kind of saying, no, this is too serious, or this is too... doesn't really hit the mark about how silly this show is. My family has a cabin down in Fredrikstad, which is funny because it's Fredrik's place. And we have a pedal organ there, where you have to use your feet to get some sound. I just made this umpapa 3/4 rhythm. Bounced it out and sent it to them just to find an extreme where, of course, they're not gonna go with this because this is way too silly. And then they just said, yeah, this is perfect. We just develop this. Big sound with a big melody and big drums and big bass. And then you try to offset that with some plucky chords. Piccolo flute. And some really honky strings. So I've made a few versions of this now, trying to suit the story of that particular episode. So we have an episode which is about a funfair park that is called Hell. So I made a metal version of it. There's about these two Italians, and I try to make this mafioso Italian version. And then there's this Egyptian one, where they... I can't really say it because it's a freaking spoiler alert. And we were in Scotland, so of course we need bagpipes. And we had a Christmas special, and I wanted to Frank Sinatra the shit out of it. I can't say that, can I? So this is why I kind of have to use this numbering system. We really love to collaborate with others and challenge ourselves. And for World Audio Drama Day in 2018, we collaborated with none other than 4 other audio dramas. So I Frankensteined all of the themes into one theme. It went like this. completely butchered them, but it was really a lot of fun. What one of the key aspects of it, I think, is the opening, which is just this beep to make suspense. This theme is in F minor, so I set the beep to be in C. Kind of feel of landing when you start the theme. It's up there and up there and up there, and then the theme crashes in. So I kind of like that. There are five layers to the keyboards in this theme tune. The strings are very prominent with their bitey sound. And there's Rhodes. And there's the accordion, which gives a nice touch, and a dream piano to fill out the top end, and some bitey harpsichord, and a mellotron that comes in the B part for the dreamy kind of filling out the gaps. And all of these are playing different notes in the chord. It's easy to copy paste and then everybody plays the same, but it doesn't really fill out the frequency spectrum.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So the drums are using a lot of subdivision emphasis to keep the momentum going. Everything else is very oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa. Even though they're going boom. I have a habit of trying to make sense out of weird things. When I hear something, wow, why does this sound weird? And then I try to find out what kind of chords they are. Oh, it's because it's Phrygian, or it's Locrian, or it's C major, and then it's all of a sudden B flat minor. That sounds weird. The chord progression and the scale for this theme is not just normal harmonic minor. It's a mix between Phrygian and Locrian, I think, actually. It starts in F minor and then G flat major, which is in the Phrygian scale. Then back to F minor and up to A flat minor. And that minor third allows to get this tritone feel between the natural B and F. It doesn't belong in the scale. It's really the odd one out. In the B section, B major, A flat major, G flat major, C major, and then we resolve to F minor. It sounds off and it sounds weird. That resonates, I think, with how this podcast and audio drama is supposed to be a bit absurd and off-putting, but also quite funny. You even get a piccolo flute fanfare. And that's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify or Apple or wherever else you get your podcasts. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama The Amelia Project.
You've reached The Amelia Project.
To hear the full story or to check out my other compositions, check out the link to my homepage in the show notes. Visit howimakemusic.com to learn more about the aims of the show and for bonus behind-the-scenes stuff for each episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman, and he's a really good guy. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. Because the theme song is really quite short, we're going to be listening to a few different versions back-to-back. So get out your cocoa and listen to these different versions of the theme for the Amelia Project in their entirety. My name is Frederick Baden, and thank you for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Hirta! Chosen children of the knife! A lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to season one now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.